Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. And God, we just thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Lord. That you're a God that knows us, Father God, and knows how to direct our path. So we thank you. We acknowledge you in all our ways. Also, we thank you that you help us, Lord, to remind us to acknowledge you in all our ways so you can make our path straight this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Philippians 2 from verse 25 to 30. But for now, I feel a stirring in my heart to send Epaphroditus back to you immediately. He's a friend to me and a wonderful brother and fellow soldier who has worked with me as we serve as ministers of the gospel. And you sent him as your apostle to minister to me in my need. But now he's grieved to know that you found out he had been sick. So he longs to return and comfort you in this. It's true, he almost died, but God showed him mercy and healed him. And I'm so thankful to God for his healing, as I was spared from having the sorrow of losing him on top of all my troubles. So you can see why I'm delighted to send him to you now. I know that you're anxious to see him and rejoice in his healing, and it encourages me to know how happy you'll be to have him back. So warmly welcome him home in the Lord with joyous love and esteem him highly, for people like him deserve it. Because of me, he put his life on the line, despising the danger so that he could provide for me what you couldn't since you were so far away. And he did it all because of his ministry for Christ.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. You know, just seeing the year we're getting some taste of the fruits of Paul's ministry. Paul's ministry coming from his lovely relationship with the Lord. The Lord taking hold of him, and now we know what a blessing he is to us in his letters. And here we can see his disciples coming forth from his ministry, pouring their life out as serving the Lord. And this is our heart's desire, guys. It's what it's all about. It's not just about ourselves. It can't be about ourselves. It's got to be about the Lord. Put him first, the Lord first. And then when you put him first, you're there to help and encourage others around you. It's been a bad week. I've just come from, we call it the Fark flu, because it was heavy. But praise God, we come through. And I know in our fellowship here on a Tuesday and Thursday, Kim and Gordon has also gone through a bad time. But praise God, this is what it's about. God has called us. And he calls us to draw closer to him. We get to see him better. We get to go through things with him in a better way. And we always come out shining so as to help others. And in this 40 years of discipling, the disciples have been a pleasure to me. They keep you on the go, because you know it's not, if you had to make wrong decisions or you had to backslide, you're going to be hurting all these people. And so it helps you to stay the course, run the race. And so I also just want to say this group, this last 8 years, has been a big blessing to me. It's because of you guys that I can get up in the morning, I can get into the Word, and not by just myself. I know Danita says the same thing. We both say this. So you guys have helped keep us on fire, shining our lights. And that's what it's all about, guys. We are there, like the Lord said, go make disciples. And what's baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? But immersing them, letting them understand that they are in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Your life is hid with Christ in God, in the Spirit. And that's what the big reality is. And we stir each other. We help each other, and so that we've all got unique journeys, but that's what we stay with, a unique, wonderful, big God, And then he awakens us to our unique journey morning by morning, and then we stay the course, and he just makes us stronger and stronger. And so many are touched by our lives. And so, you know, yesterday, last night, still just fighting the last bit of the flu, I saw Derek's message, and I thought, how can anyone answer Derek? And then, praise God, this morning I got the answer. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things below belong to the Lord, so he knows everything. And that which is revealed to you is for you and your children's children. So that for Derek, same thing. God knows, Derek. God's got you, and God knows. You just need to stay in that which the Lord has revealed to you. Stay in faith. Stay in perseverance. Stay in love. And in due time, after you've run the course and you stay trusting, you're going to know everything. So be encouraged, Derek. Be encouraged, body of Christ. Disciples, just stay running the race. And there's a beautiful psalm I send you this morning again. As we run the race and as we stay with the Lord sees us from above, and he's happy about us. And his happiness is showing in him opening doors and taking us further. So be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.